Whoa.
Hi, this is Shannon DiGregorio Abram, Relationship Manager at the Community Roundtable. In this podcast, I chat with our co-founder, Rachel Happy, about how the state of community management research has evolved in the last 5 years, what's new for 2014, and I get a sneak peek at three key findings in this year's research. So one of the things that the Community Roundtable has done for the last 5 years is you research and publish state of community management findings. How has that evolved in the last 5 years?
So when we started, one of our key missions was just to document what community managers knew and share that with people so that we weren't learning while we were doing again and again and again, and we could help others learn faster. So the first few years, we were simply documenting what we were learning with our members and compiling it and sharing it with the market. It was very qualitative, practice-based research. And then we took a year and we looked more at maturity and said, okay, when people are deploying community approaches, how do those change as the processes mature? What milestones do they go through, etc.? And then last year was really our first year to try and take a quantitative approach to the state of community management. And so we've moved it into a quantitative platform. And that's because we know enough that there's enough standards built up that we can actually ask the question now, which we couldn't ask 5 years ago.
So what's new for 2014?
I'm very excited about this year's research because when we started the community roundtable, one of the things that I was hoping we could eventually get to is a space where we could benchmark the performance of communities and say, this community is behind, ahead, at average, whatever, in their approach to managing their community. We finally are there, and we actually collaborated with some members who were very interested in this space and being able to quantify management performance in a very objective way so that it wasn't this subjective, yeah, I think I'm good at this. It was, yes, we have this process in place and it's integrated. So that's what's new this year, as well as we are, because of that capability, we can now do community audits, which is awesome. We can take one company's data, compare it to the average and the best in class, and make some recommendations about what's next for them if they want to improve their performance.
Cool. So can you share any sneak peek key findings before the research is released?
Well, I've been digging through the data for days now, and it's fascinating. There's so many data points that we have that can point to things that we knew but couldn't quantify before. Things like when community members have more control over strategic decision making and management in their communities, engagement rates are higher. That's a quantitative pointer to say when you give up control, you get more in return. That's awesome because it's something a lot of people have been preaching for a long time, but there's not a lot of data to show it. Another surprising fact is internal and external community management from a practice process perspective doesn't look as different as I thought it would. Slightly different engagement profiles, as you would expect, but in terms of maturity and process, it's a lot more similar than a lot of people think it is. And then lastly, interesting finding about C-level participation. It looks like, from our data, that the CIO is the real bellwether for both other C-level participants and for general engagement. And it's not their ownership necessarily, it's their participation that really influences other executives and engagement as a whole, which
this
I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And so we can expect to see full results in April.
In April.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing.
Whoa.